Hello, and welcome to this final boss fight audio podcast for The Light of Xerixis. My name is Sean, and I play Gleeblax, the chaotic plasmoid monk in this game. There are even more threats now that we've graduated from Spelljammer Academy and make our way into the adventuring world. I welcome you to this audio-only version of the adventure. If you want to tune into our adventures on Twitch, we stream this game every other Monday, with replays hitting YouTube a few weeks later. With all that said, let's jump into this adventure deep in the wilds of realm space.
Hello, and welcome to this final boss fight live stream of D&D. My name is John, and I am joined by Clappy.
Hello, I'm a cat, apparently.
I just liked your original image, so we've left
fair
it
enough.
At that. I'm joined by Eloise.
Hello, I am not a cat.
I am joined by Random Sean.
Hello, wish I was a cat.
Sean, how do you feel about cats?
Hello, I'm Sean. I may or may not be a cat.
Oh, you're sort of Schrodinger's cat.
Yes.
And Tanny.
I am not a cat, I'm a dragon.
Oh, yeah, I love dragons.
And we
are
here.
Like features of cats, though.
We are here to play D&D.
D&D.
Not just discuss how much we are or aren't cats.
I think it's more like a spectrum, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're on like, the spectrum of cats.
You know, like you go from like you know regular human to cat boy / girl / non-binary person, and then like full cat,
cake,
and then furry is in there somewhere.
Yeah, I was gonna say like in between there's furry, there's cat from Red Dwarf,
there's the musical cats.
There's the yeah.
Gotta love musical cats.
Hell yeah.
Do we have to?
Only the original ones though.
And there's the movie of the musical
specifically
cats,
the movie version
Nightmare
of cats.
Fuel.
Release the butthole edit.
Anyway,
zero cat buttholes, 0 out of 10, unrealistic.
Anyway, let's start with the recap from what happened last time. The characters escaped their endangered world with the help of Captain Sartell and her ship, the Moondancer, and ran afoul of an astral elf ship called a Star Moth. After surviving their first wild space encounter, the characters resumed their voyage to the Rock of Brawl. Along the way, they have made a terrifying discovery. A Mind Flayer ship.
Cool.
Lurking among some asteroids.
I'm scared.
To your brains.
So scared.
As the Nautilus-shaped vessel drifts closer, Captain Sartell lets out a sigh of relief. It's a derelict.
Finally! A fucking Nautilus, we're gonna die!
She says, pointing out its stripped weaponry and broken hull. If there were Mind Flayers on board, they would be attacking us by now. Look like someone's already picked it over. Still, there might be something left worth salvaging.
That's a terrible idea.
Damn. I don't know, man.
Should just avoid it, just in case.
Have you never seen Alien?
What's Alien?
What's that?
No, what?
What's Alien?
It's a story about a bunch of idiot flesh people who go onto a derelict and get horribly impregnated with alien fetuses that burst out of their chest, and it's it just goes through the entire plot of Alien.
In 1 or 2 hours, poor old Delilah is completely traumatized.
We're just like, what the hell? what the fuck?
Yep. Delilah is now completely traumatized.
Zach looks somewhat intrigued.
Like, yeah. Fiora's just like patting like Lady D's like shoulder, like Queen Charlotte, like sorrows, prayers.
Oh my god, oh dear.
Well, I don't think we have that to worry about, Gleeblax.
I actually smacked my mouths together.
Come along, let's have...
Then you go on board first.
Okay, I will, but you're coming with me.
That remains to be seen.
We'll see how it goes.
You're all very capable at defending yourself should the need arise. Flapjack, pull alongside. And Flapjack draws the Moon Dancer in close to the hull of the vessel.
After you, Gleeblax, we'll be able to see if there's anything growing inside you before anyone else.
No. In first.
Eric's just kind of hanging back, like, watching all this go down, like, I don't know, man.
Captain isn't moving, I assume, John.
No, she is. She is ready. Like, she is waiting for the ships to pull up alongside each other.
Oh, she's coming with us.
She is going to come with you.
Okay.
She's going first to be horribly mauled by whatever's in there before we do.
As you pull up alongside the vessel, you see a young human step out onto the battle bridge of the Nautiloid ship in ragged, bloodstained clothes. He waves his hands to get your attention.
You all right?
My name is Benotto Kralzar.
We didn't ask who you were. We asked if you were all right.
Didn't ask, but okay.
We were attacked by Nyoji.
What the fuck's a Nyoji?
They are a...
we get pronounced Nyaki?
Spider-like alien creature. Most of the crew are dead. But there are still a few survivors aboard in need of healing. Can you lend assistance? This accent, it is disappearing the longer I speak in it.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
It's veering wildly from place to place.
My father, prepare to die.
How many survivors are there?
There are 5 of us.
Does mental maths in head of how many of us there are versus them, just in case. Looks towards the captain.
Well, there might still be something there worth salvaging, and we should aid if we can.
Is this your ship?
Not by choice, necessarily, but... It is now, I suppose. I am surviving, and the original owner is not so much.
What happened to the original owner?
We were attacked by Nyogi.
Can I roll an insight check?
Yes.
I think I am going to do that too.
Mm. Natural
20! There's insight. I think mine was a 17.
Yours was a 19.
Nope.
Nope.
On the
yours is just off in the corner of just doing whatever. Like, this isn't the first time this has happened.
I'm sad that we don't have cards around the halls on a chat thing.
You all sense that this ship was attacked by Nyoji as as is being, as Benito says.
Okay.
However, I was on the wrong screen. However, this is going to happen now.
Ah! Ah!
Hello.
Hi.
And I'm also going to... also, this is going to happen now. Hello.
I assume the numbers.
Hello. Hold me, Sean. Hold me. Hold me.
Grabs Tani.
Grabs Sean.
There is... something a little bit too calm in the way that he is talking.
Okay.
You are... It plays on the back of your minds. You're not sure exactly what's wrong, but there is something wrong with his delivery.
Almost kind of like it's rehearsed. Kind of calm?
That sort of thing.
Okay, cool.
Welcome back.
In all of your heads, you get a message from Zek. He's specifically keeping it between you and not other people on the ship. There's something wrong. Like, he's too calm. Maybe it's rehearsed. Something's not sitting right. I don't like it, but I can't place what.
Delilah, like, nods to it, like, agreeing, like, that's what I think.
Can we respond telepathically, or do we have to say it out loud?
No. With Zek's telepathic communication, I believe it's a one-way thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It mine is, just replaces me talking, essentially.
Zek outwards, not you guys back to Zek.
Eric's just going to kind of nod.
With my... languages of being able to speak Thracrine. With my goopiness, am I able to actually speak Thracrine?
Yes.
Then I am going to turn to Zektar and say, open fire!
Well, translate that for everyone. And then go, I don't think so. No, not yet. But be ready. Be ready.
Ready.
If you are to offer us aid, I will go and tell the rest of the crew that you are here.
John?
And he goes back inside. Yes, Tani.
I was going to say, like, how does he look like he's damaged or, like, he's, like, completely fine?
He's wearing bloodstained, ragged clothes, but it does look like some time has possibly passed. You can't see any wounds on him. Like, he doesn't have any open wounds.
My guess is that blood is not his.
Of what, like... Where on the things we would expect to have seen on this ship would human come? From our kind of vague knowledge.
From what you know, humans to the Mind Flayers are really one of two options. A snack or... something that's about to be turned into a mind flayer.
Okay.
If he was about to be turned into a mind flayer, given how long it looks like the ship's been here, he would likely already be a mind flayer.
Okay.
Cool. If he was a snack...
he wouldn't be able
to. He's escaped the fridge. Basically.
Yeah. Okay.
you know, cool. He's...
I'm just trying to figure out how concerned and out of place this feels.
Yeah.
Okay.
You suspect that he, you know, he's either been in the ward, been in the pantry, or had a very lucky escape that the Niyogi attacked the ship when it did.
Yeah.
But either way, he had a very lucky escape from. One horrible fate or another.
Yeah, okay. Now that he's stepped away, Zek will say more clearly that she's actually clicking along this time, is, I assume we attempt to treat them from a distance until we can get a better sense of what's going on here.
Agreed.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not liking this one bit at all.
What? I say open fire.
Patience, Gleeblax.
What potions and things do we have on the ship?
Only what we bought.
Yeah, the ship doesn't have any of its own.
I still have two of my healing potions.
I have no more potions.
I have one potion.
I think I've got one. Yeah, I've got one.
I've got two. Yeah.
So you can provide medical support without using potions by just, like, bandaging and
but that would mean we would have to get on the ship.
Other sorts of things, but that means you'd have to get close to the thing you are treating.
I also have cure wounds.
But you would have to touch
as well, but it is touch. Yeah.
For the sake of ease of me describing this, I'm going to point out that you also have seen now written on the side of the ship the name. This Nautilus was called the Lucent Edict.
Does the name mean anything to us?
No.
No, okay.
Just, it stops me from calling it the Nautilus. I can now call it the Lucent Edict.
Okay. Can I do... Zek is going to ask, do I detect... poison and disease, just in case. I can do it for 30 feet.
If you want to.
As the two ships have sort of come alongside each other now, Flapjack has emerged from where the Spelljammer helm is. And will tell mostly you, Zek, but sort of everybody around, that as a benefit to him being the Spelljammer of the ship, Flumps have an ability to detect psionic activity.
Mm-hmm.
And he is not detecting psionic activity from the Lucent Edict.
Okay.
He is detecting something, but he can't say what.
He'll look at the captain and just be like, I don't know about this. This seems very weird.
Maybe it's something we should open fire on, he says.
Gleeblax is like already on the blister, like.
I'm going to say, Gleeblax just run around and make sure every ballista and cannon and everything we have is already loaded.
And pointing.
Maybe it is. maybe it is a good idea for us to take our brave protectors aboard the ship to make sure that it doesn't attack this ship. Says Captain Sartell, drawing her scimitar and sort of stepping across onto the deck of the other ship.
Zek will follow.
Yeah, if you're a well as well.
Still dark.
Sort of like cautiously.
We Black, stay back on this one just in case things go south.
In that case, open fire.
In that case, open fire.
Stone house.
Your sacrifices will be noted!
Tanny?
I don't know. She's like, I don't... I'm just going to hang out with Thaydark.
Thaydark's on the other ship right now.
Yeah, I think because Zek and I have cure wounds, if it is a legit situation... I think it would be best for us to be on at the very least, but I do
think
Fiora's
just going so she can sneak around.
I think maybe Tanny and Gleeblack should stay on our ship just in case.
Maybe. But just please just call if you have any problems. If things happen.
What's the range on your telepathy, Zek?
I can talk to 120 feet.
Okay,
so that'll be well within range. If anything goes south, that can mentally let everybody know.
Okay, I'm just going to take some people off the map for a second. And then we'll bring you over to the map.
Jeremy, hacking
concern.
It's going to be interesting. Is it going to be like immediate roll for initiative?
You all step onto... Oh, where's that?
It's dark in here.
Heckin' dark.
You step onto the bridge of the Lucent Edict. Oh, that's not showing the right gameplay.
No.
While you guys are doing that, I'll get myself ice cream. Ooh, ice cream.
Bring me some.
Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
I had ice cream earlier.
You all right?
I'm sleepy.
We keep.
I am sleepy and suffering from severe puddle.
You step aboard the Lucent Edict, and the texture of the bridge, the texture of the ground beneath your feet, is oddly organic.
Ew.
There's like a crunchy chitinous shell to the ship.
Ew. Are we literally walking on eggshells right now?
Edark's completely unfazed because he spent time in the woods.
Can I do like a nature check or something on it?
You can.
See if I recognize it at all, if anything makes sense to it.
I will do that as well if I can.
Fiora's just regretting her life choices.
I posted a nice little pirouette.
Could you tell me what it rolled? Because
it was a 16.
Excellent.
And I have plus 5.
Oh, cool. My connection to the server has been lost.
Same.
Yeah, excellent. The server turned off. Let me
the mind player's got
not
it.
Do that.
No. The mind player's got that.
Right, cool. Everything I have has just died.
Yeah. We're gonna have to get the manual dice out.
Something went wrong with the Foundry Virtual Tabletop server.
Yeah, it went away is what happened.
Critical failure. Sad.
That's it. I'm gonna beat up.
You're gonna beat up Foundry.
Oh, this is really nice ice cream. I got strawberry cheesecake Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Ooh, that sounds really nice. That sounds soft serve ice cream earlier with like a flake in it and some chocolate sauce.
Please reload the pages.
Yes, sir.
I walked past Greg's today and thought of Clappy.
Oh. 17 days.
Long, then. Clappy, when I'm like with you guys, I need to like go to a McDonald's because like it's been ages since I've been to one. I had the opportunity to go when I was on my way back from Turkey, but it was like so expensive and I was so sad that I couldn't get McDonald's.
Rolled a 16 nature check.
Yeah, so I think I've got a plus 5 on that.
I'm gonna roll a nature check as well. I didn't get to do it before the server died. Let's see. Nature, normal. Oop. That is a 6 plus 6, so I got a 12.
You both work out that the Mind Flayer ships are organic.
Yeah.
You don't recognize, neither of you recognize what exactly the ship is in terms of what it's made from beyond the fact that it is or was at one point a living organism.
Ew.
Okay. Tasty.
You can see that there are several doors from where you are standing. You can see a couple of doors.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike normal doors where you see sort of the wood and the seam and the handle, these are flesh. With a aperture in the middle.
Ew. But also fair.
Fiora's really regretting her life choices now.
You can also see deeper into the ship, Benito has moved and is waiting for you to enter.
Benito, can you come out here?
I cannot see what's going on.
I can, yes. Why?
Are you in need of medical attention as well?
I am not at the moment. That is why I am the one that has been sent out to hail you down.
Are there any lights on this ship?
Yes, there are. It is dimly lit.
Okay, because the map shows nothing except for the little area that we're standing in.
I think that's just how the walls are built, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it possible to bring people out onto the deck to be treated?
You should really just come inside. It will be easier.
I'm curious, Benito, you have no injuries of your own, and yet your clothes would suggest otherwise.
I have been trying to treat my colleagues. I am not skilled.
And somehow that has resulted in you tearing your own clothes?
We were not given the best of clothing in the gestures around the ship. They did not seem to think it was important to clothe the food.
We'll look to the captain, so we're heading down then.
She shrugs and we might as well take a look. Are you sure you don't want to bring the large hippo with us?
I do agree that bringing Lady D might be a good shout.
There is safety.
Yeah. That rage of yours can be real useful.
Lady D, you want to come over here?
Yeah, you talk.
Sorry, could you say that again, Tani?
Are you talk?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, I'm coming.
Kleeblex has the speed to catch back up in a near instant should we need it.
More likely, he'll probably turn the ship around and fucking eat it out.
It's a good job he can't.
If any danger is announced, he's opening fire.
And is ready to do
his
so.
His mind is abundantly clear. The fact that you guys are on it means nothing.
Let's go then.
Onward.
Yeah.
Before we head down, I'm going to look at Benito and say, you understand why we're suspicious, right?
It is a fair assessment given the original owners of this ship.
Who just rolled?
Nothing.
Was that John?
God dang it!
No! You sneaky, sneaky sausage.
John's a sausage now, guys.
Steck, where are we going to?
Sausages, the sneakiest of the pork products.
The sneakiest of the meat products.
Is it down here?
Where are we going? I'm going to describe this floor of the ship before you go anywhere.
Really destroy. I'm going to just describe this the floor of this ship before you roll initiative.
Before you're pinched upon it.
Okay, why did it decide to zoom out that much?
This ice cream is like nice and refreshing for a hot summer day. So good.
Tanya, you can't keep talking about it without sending me stuff. It's just rude.
What are friends meant to do if not send you ice cream?
If we ever go on Comic-Con together again, I will buy you Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
So I didn't mean to click open that door just now. Sorry.
Plunk.
It's like open. Oh no, shut.
The Nautiloid's bridge has a high ceiling. Stairs ascend to the forward observation deck, and towards the stern, a ladder climbs to the top of a balcony.
Okay.
As you move into this space, could you all roll me perception checks?
I shall attempt. Perception. That one.
The whole character.
Perception.
Nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice. I'm hearing talks in the background very loudly.
Yeah, Sean, we're getting background from you.
I'm sorry. Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got Thedark, Zek, Lady, and Fiora. Let me bring the captain into the room. Okay, everybody but Thedark.
Dang it.
As you start entering this room, movement catches your eye.
Ew.
Tucked under the stairs on this side of the room, and behind the stairs on this side of the room, two humanoid creatures, large, worm-like heads with just mouths, no eyes, lurch out of the shadows.
As this is happening, Zek is saying it out loud through thought to the others, just in case people aren't seeing.
And as it becomes obvious that you have seen this and their attempted stealth attack isn't working, Benito turns, his human form drops, and he too is whatever this creature is. A Silur.
Ew.
Benito, you son of a bitch. You sneaky sausage.
Could you?
Ooh, the soundtrack.
Initiative check.
Could you roll me initiatives?
There it is. Oof. Rip. Oh.
Normal.
Nice. And then I need to roll all of the NPCs. And we're going to start the combat.
Oh, John, good question. Do I, when I'm raging and I hit some, do I still have to add the plus two on the damage?
Yes, I believe for this week you will.
Cool.
Combat begins.
Thedark, you are surprised by this combat happening.
I'm immediately...
So I'm going to say, unfortunately, you are surprised, and that means you don't get to act this turn.
Boo!
Get wrecked.
This Silurn...
For some reason, I'm still getting like a shadow over sort of where we're standing right now. Is that just me?
Oh, that's me as well.
I've also got it.
You are in a patch between the lights.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And so there is not
light. The grey is kind of dimly lit, isn't it?
For those of you with dark vision, the grey will be dimly lit.
Not me then. Okay.
Those of you without dark vision, you're in the dark.
Like... Yeah.
Literally. That's fine. I just want to double check.
Clappy, this Silurn lurches out of the shadows, looks around at you, and you just feel a pressure within your mind. Could I get a wisdom saving throw from you, please?
Oh, heck.
You got it.
Oh, God.
Saving throw, normal. 20.
Okay. That is half of the damage.
Oh, God. Here we go.
So you take half of that 21 points of psychic damage, which will be 10.
Apply half. There we go.
It is then...
Thank God I hit that saving throw. Jesus Christ.
This Silurn, who is going to lurch around Clappy.
Hi.
And with his turn, he is just going to launch into a selection of claw and bite attacks. He's going to attempt to bite Zek.
Could you not?
That is a 20 to hit.
Yeah, I'm a class 16.
So that is a whole 9 points of piercing damage as it launches out with this elongated worm-like head and just clamps around your shoulder.
Ugh.
and it is then going to three-fingered claw attacks into Fiora.
Uh-oh.
That is a 9.
Damn it.
And a natural 20.
Damn it.
Hell.
Well, nice knowing you guys.
For a total of 8 points of damage.
John, at this point, I can use Halo of Spores on it. Use your reaction to deal 1d4 necrotic damage to one creature you can see when it moves in a space of 10 feet.
Yes.
Fancy. That's a DC 16 Constitution saving throw.
I keep forgetting I have dodge. I'm so dumb.
It does not make that.
It gets 1 point.
No.
1 point.
I like the tense music.
And it's dead.
I don't think it's working, right? Let's go with some combat tunes.
It keeled over, right?
Yeah.
It keeled over.
It's heckin' dead. No.
Yay!
Lady Delilah.
I'm going to rage!
Roll me a d8.
I just didn't know that I rolled. Boink. And D8 roll. Juan
sheet.
Juan sheet. Oh my god. Last one passed.
As you fly into this rage, your eyes that normally burst with light darken. And the shadows around you grow deeper and start to almost extend off of Lady Delilah. Sort of shadowy tendrils whip out around you.
Yeah.
Each creature within 30 feet of you...
Oh, to this one here.
Which is... All four of those.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You can also attack the party with it if you wish.
Nah.
Feel it. Good fun for now.
Okay. What is your saving throw for this? It is your what's your proficiency bonus at this point?
What proficiency? Let's see, so...
Proficiency bonus plus constitution modifier plus 8.
I hate this thing. So it's plus...
So proficiency bonus will be, I believe, 2.
Yeah, I was trying to find it, but it was 2 or 3.
And
right.
Con modifier is...
It's 2. It's 2. That's
so 12.
Yeah, oh, it does say.
So he passes. He fails. He fails. No, he just passes.
Yep.
And he fails. So could you roll me 2d12?
Okay.
So that...
7 nils, 5.
That is a 5 and a 7.
I also get a temporarily 1d12 temporary hit points as well.
You do. So roll me a third d12.
Well, that fucking scattered. Just 2.
You actually yeeted that one.
Yeah, it did for me. So I'll just get 2 points of temporary.
So yeah, you get 2 temporary hit points, and the shadows are just whipping around you. That one doesn't reactivate on other turns.
No, so that's just one time, one turn.
But what would you like to do now?
I'm assuming there is no space in front of me, right?
You can move through the spaces of your friends, but you can't stop on top of them.
I can't tell if anybody's on top of here.
Fiora's there.
That is Fiora.
Okay.
There's a monster here, and we're stood in these three.
Alright, so my question is, can I get here?
Yes.
Oh god, I yeeted somewhere. Where did I go?
You're there.
You're where you wanted to go.
No, my map. My map camera decided to yeet me across the other side of the map.
No!
I was like, "What are you doing?" Alright, I'm gonna get there, which gives me an additional advantage to my attack.
It does.
Come on, get away! Temporary hit points. I need my inventory. Alright, I'm gonna get my great axe plus one. I'll attack this dude. Jesus fucking Christ.
That will hit.
Sure, absolutely will.
And add the plus two. Boink! 13.
Okay.
And then I'll hit again.
Yep.
Okay. One more. Oh, no. Let me do that again.
Roll one more with normal. That will hit.
Okay, damage. Let's do it again. Normal. Lee.
So 10 more points of damage. You just charge through the shadow, almost following you in, and you just swing twice into the back of this creature.
Done. And while that's at it, I'm gonna bring it back and put my ice cream away.
I really thought you said cook your ice cream, but
I'm gonna put my ice cream away back in the freezer because I don't want to eat the whole thing again.
This is fair.
My peanut butter cups.
Zek.
Hello.
Milady Law would like to say, one, how is everyone doing tonight?
Warm.
Warm pain.
Also, take down a few for us, especially for us, please.
We're gonna do our best.
Question, John. If I were to do erupting Earth, what impact does that have on a spaceship?
Difficult to say, really. Probably not great, as you're not on the lower. Well, actually. Not too bad as you're not on the lowest deck of the ship right now.
I pretend.
But it won't affect the integrity of the ship if I was to, say, like, plonk it in this 20-foot cube between these two corners?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that the ship itself holds together.
I'm specifically wanting to put it in the middle of the ship. I don't want to, like, put it in a wall.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be good if you put it through a wall.
Okay.
Law also says don't cook your ice cream. That's not how you make milkshake.
How are you going to make some very nice bread, though?
We're doing erupting Earth.
Okay.
You can make ice cream bread,
past that. And we're going... This is weird. This grid's weird. We're going here.
Okay.
Well, technically half a square forward, actually, so that it... Yeah. But those three are in it.
Well, he failed.
Fancy.
And he... really failed.
Catastrophically failed.
And this guy... he didn't succeed.
So am I rolling normal or crit hit?
Normal.
Just normal, okay.
18 points of damage, and does that do anything else on a fair... 18 points of damage on a failed save. Additionally, the ground is hard terrain. Yep. No, that's just it. They just take...
Yep.
They take 18 points of damage.
Yep, and...
Also, Ben may or may not have taken over Law's computer. No, actually, there's no way Ben the Quest Giver from other forms form other wonderful forms of entertainment has possibly taken over.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
So these spaces that are orange are now... The deck is rough and torn apart, and it's difficult to get through, so it costs an additional square of movement to move through each of them.
Yep.
Is there anything else you wish to do on your turn, Zek?
That is me done.
Excellent. It is now this person's turn, and they would have liked to do some spell casting. But a giant hippo got here. So
they can still do spell casting, just it wouldn't be a very good idea.
I've just looked at their spell list. It's probably for the best. They're going to try and bite the hippo.
That sounds like a stupid idea.
Definitely. Yeah, that sounds even a worse idea than casting a spell.
Lady D, 21 to hit your armor class.
Oh, bollocks. Yeah.
So that is 4 reduced to 2 points of damage.
Lovely, lovely.
And then it's going to have 2 claw attacks against you. That is.
Nope.
Oh, that was almost an 18 on my screen.
19?
Yeah, hits.
So it launches out with its teeth and just sinks its teeth in. And then one claw attack just goes wide, the other digs in and deals you a catastrophic one whole point of damage.
And you die.
Fiora.
It's Swiss cheese time.
Yeah, it is.
You are at advantage on this attack.
I am, aren't I?
Oh my god.
Thank god for the advantage. That was almost a 1 and a 2.
Yeah.
That was almost a 1 and a 2 on my screen.
That was a risky throw, that one was.
A 19 will hit.
Let's go.
You can make your sneak attack damage with this as well.
Oh, yes, I can. I'm glad you're here, John. I would never remember this. Sneak attack. Ooh,
that was a good roll.
Ooh.
That's a good roll.
That is a good roll. And I will say, how do you want to do this to that one? Because he is dead.
Hey, Anthony.
All right, what to do then? So I still have one more attack, don't I?
You can make another attack with your secondary weapon if you wish, or do any of the other things you can do with a bonus action.
What are my other bonus actions? I am so dumb. I never remember what I have.
Well, if you break line of sight, you can attempt to hide from the creatures.
Let's see.
Like a bird. Yeah.
I don't know. I might just end my turn there. I'm not really sure what to do. And I don't want to waffle forever.
How are you killing this thing? I want to hear it.
This do I.
It is your turn.
The captain is just going to push through you up to this one and is going to swing with swing twice with the scimitar.
Scimitar.
Oh, that was so close to a 20. But both of those hit. And that took away my damage dice.
Really heavy.
and then she just brings around the dagger for one final stab.
Hell yeah, daggers.
That is a successful stab. And another is downed.
Fiora's just in awe of Captain Sartell's like Swiss cheesing.
Nice. Just swoons slightly.
Just like, ah, oh, she's so good. That's how you do it, guys.
The Cylern, formerly known as Benito.
I think of being burritos. Bargain!
10, 20, 30.
It looks like a burrito now.
Moves up to here and is just going to launch into Sartell with a bite attack. Which she just deftly dodges out of the way of. And then two claws.
Oof.
Which rolled well? So Sartell takes that amount of damage.
It's your turn.
This one is going to look past Lady Delilah at Zek.
Rude.
And Zek, yeah. Could I get a wisdom saving throw, please?
I shall attempt wisdom saving throw at normal. 19.
You feel this pressure in your head, but you force it away. You do take... not make a saving throw. You do take half of the damage, which is 18 halved to 9.
Fancy. Applied half damage. Beautiful. As as he does that, she's going to respond, "Get out of my head." In his head.
Thedark.
All right. So I'm going to whip out the old longbow plus one and take aim at this guy since he's a couple squares in front of me. That's not too close for range, is it?
Nope. As long as they're not stood next to you.
Okay, that's what I thought. I'm going to reiterate, Benito, you son of a bitch.
That will 18 hit.
To hit. Excellent.
God, that longbow is so OP.
Oh, shoot. Can I... I guess I can't do a Hail of Thorns since I already rolled.
No.
But, okay, no worries.
But you can swarm it.
That one. Yeah. It's going to be 10 points of damage there, and a swarm, which is a d6... an additional one, so 11 points of damage.
Excellent.
How's he looking?
He's not looking good.
Okay.
He took a lot of damage from the deck suddenly exploding around him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, in that case, I'm going to take my second attack and aim for this guy. We're going to hold off on the Hail of Thorns for now, because I think it affects everybody within a 5-foot radius, is that right?
I believe that to be the case. Let me double check.
Yeah, I don't want to hit Lady D.
When you hit a creature, this spell creates a rain of thorns that sprouts. In addition to the normal damage, the target of the attack and each creature within 5 feet.
Yeah, so I'm not going to do that, because I don't want to hurt Lady D. We're just going to normal.
Are we going against the same person again? No,
we're gonna do this guy. I'm just not gonna Hail of Thorns.
Okay.
And attack, normal.
Sean, you have just hit on the reason I don't give away natural 20s for channel points.
Yeah, I break most channels' economy.
That will hit. That will hit.
I'm going to roll damage. Ooh. 12 plus swarm. An additional 5. So 17 points of damage.
He is also looking very hurt. You just fire the arrows twice and the swarms whiz out and bite into these creatures.
It is your turn.
These two people are dead. So they don't do much.
Get wrecked.
Lady D.
I'm gonna go behind and hit this one behind me.
Okay.
Come on, move away.
Random Sean has played a stretch.
Everyone stretch.
No.
You have to. The stream has mandated it.
Stretchable.
Yeah.
That
become denser than a dying star.
That will hit. You just bring the great axe round and slam it into this strange creature.
Ooh, lovely.
Ooh, that was a good hit, Lady D. Let's go.
And then let's go again. Attack normal. Ooh, yeah, lovely, lovely. Lady D. And then damage plus 2 normal. Nice.
You bring the great axe around again, and which one are you?
Hi, Omia. You happy with your other time?
You bring the great axe around a second time and just slice it through the neck of the Cylern, and its head just.
Ooh, oh, this is totally horrible. I'm gonna then move.
So, are you kidding, Lady D? That was awesome.
I'm then going to proceed to go right over here.
Okay, so it
if
is...
I go here, I will be an advantage for these two. So she's going to run up there and look at the freaking guy menacingly.
You press on through the difficult terrain that has been caused by your colleague tearing apart the deck of this ship.
No.
You are next.
Zek.
Hello.
Hi.
Decisions. Orr's could do Ice Knife, but there's no one separate enough to do that with. I am going to chill touch this one, please.
This one?
Yee. The bottom one.
Roll me the attack.
Normal.
That just misses.
Nah!
You reach, you thrust out your hand, and a ghostly hand just starts to form, and there's just this bolt of psychic energy that shatters the spectral hand.
So rude.
Anything else on your turn?
I think that's all I can do. I've got no... How damaged are friends looking?
I'm alright for now.
I'm good.
How's the captain looking?
Captain is... a little scratched, but fine for now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna leave it at that for now then. And Fiora's looking alright, actually, isn't she?
Yeah, not too bad.
Oh, yeah, that's me done.
It is your turn. It will be your turn next.
Fiora.
Alrighty. So I'm gonna... Ooh, what do I want to do? Oh gosh, I just got yeeted as well. Hello. There we go.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Oh, who do I want to go for? Do I want this one or this one? I think I'm going to go for this guy.
Okay. I will point out that if you move to here, you would be at advantage with...
Oh, of course. You're right.
Sartell.
I can't see her, so I didn't see her there.
She's
invisible. She's
there.
She is there.
You can sort of see the blades glinting out of the shadow.
Only, yeah, just.
That'll hit.
Dommage. Nice.
And then you can roll your sneak attack on that.
Ooh, another
good roll.
In fact,
let's go.
That good.
I still have my
Eloise
short
got
sword.
Two bodies.
Hell yeah! So I'm gonna do my short sword. Turn on my heels and do a short sword on this last guy.
Okay.
If it actually works today, if it's turned on. Normal. It's not turned on.
That'll hit.
Hell yeah! There we go.
Okay. It is Sartell's turn. And Sartell is going to come up here and... Oh, I got yeeted.
Yeah.
That's
happening.
Oh, yeah, that's the stairs.
Oh, did you just go down the stairs? Oh, I see.
Sartell just ran over and was suddenly, I'm upstairs!
It's like fell down the stairs.
You alright?
These are the stairs up to the viewing port above.
Oh, she fell up the stairs. She
fell up the stairs.
Like she rolled upwards.
But gets two attacks at advantage. First one hits, second one also hits. So I'm just gonna roll 2d6 plus 6. And that is going to be damage on this guy. And he is also dead.
Yay! Let's go. Good team.
So.
Itchy leg. I'm good.
Is Tanny okay?
I just had a very itchy leg and just like right at the bottom of the leg. I'm like, God.
Sartell sort of steps off of the dead body.
Oh, dear me.
So,
our suspicions were well founded.
Yes, but there might still be things to,
plunder.
Plunder.
Looting still stands.
Hell yeah.
There's a ladder at the back there, and there's some stairs that lead down into the ship here. Who wishes to go where first?
Adric's going to kind of look around and see the door that Fiora kind of nudged
open. She's like nudged into it earlier.
He's going to go into this room. Oh, token glide.
Shouts to Glee Blacks to come and join us.
The fire.
If he wants to, of course.
It won't let me go into this room.
The door doesn't respond to you as you approach it.
Interesting. Okay.
Huh.
Not that one either, huh? All right.
Did that mean it responded to me?
Nope.
Okay. That's just me accidentally opening things.
You attempted to open the door, but it nothing happened.
Gotcha, that's fine.
Okay. In that case, Theodark will go downstairs because he's got dark vision, so...
Glee Blacks, yeah. Do you want to join the others?
Sure.
Glee Black's just been chilling this entire time, just like... I think Fiora might follow Clappy and take her torch out.
And follow too, it's very dark down here.
Yeah.
As Sektar finishes her sentence, I'm already behind her.
Yep.
Bear with me a moment as loading Glee Blacks means my game needed to reload, apparently.
Because you can't handle your game can't handle the awesomeness job. Not my fault.
Fly and now she's like going crazy at the window.
I'm worried. Can't handle the blob.
Internet off. Meryl, please calm yourself, child. Not it now.
Okay. I just need to really quickly. That was a cool idea, but apparently that breaks the thing.
Well.
So I'm just going to delete those. And delete. Not that. This as well. Might as well delete that. Oh, let me get you out of a wall that you've intersected into there, Thaedark. The splintered remains of a mangonel lie on this forward deck, strewn around piles of ammunition.
Can I have some eyeballs, please?
I can't seem to go down. Assume we're all going together, yeah.
If you want to.
Yes, I do.
Aha!
Let me give you a torch, because you said you were getting a torch out.
Yes. Because I cannot see in the dark.
Oh. I shouldn't know.
So that should be 40, 20... torch animation.
Can I make an investigation to see if there's anything else besides the ammunition in here? Or is that all that's in here?
One second, I just need to finish giving...
Oh, you're good, sorry.
I've given a torch, and it looks like Theora's on fire, so I've turned it down a little bit in intensity.
Theora just comes down in a ball of flames like, ah, help!
Well, again. Hello, my sweet baby.
I do like the flicker of the light down here. Very satisfying.
Okay, why can't you move into that space?
Because I said
so. There you go.
Yay!
Woo!
I'm here.
Oh, she's glowing. Oh, she's glowing.
I'm here. It's okay. I'm here now.
Oh, God. Oh, no. I did a thing. I wanted to go the other way. I did it.
I feel like Fiora comes downstairs, she sees the animation, she's like, don't let Gleevox come down here, oh god.
Animation!
You can roll me you can roll me a investigation check if you wish to.
I'm gonna do that.
An investigation check.
Ten. Oh yes, yeah, not great.
Nine.
With those investigations, you are fairly confident. Oh, there's another stretch in the chat. So if you guys want to stretch.
Never.
Stretch, can you stretch like me?
You are fairly confident that the main thing on this level is ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
You have found 40 mangonel stones and 40 ballista bolts.
Mm-hmm. And we'll probably be taking those.
There is another set of stairs leading further downwards.
I assume these doors are not going to...
I would like to try to boop the door.
Zek, you approach the door. Yes. And... sort of a strange, fleshy, retracting sound.
Oh, no.
And the door opens upwards.
Can someone just stand in the doorway to make sure this doesn't close behind me?
Yeah. We get you, girl.
just in case. I don't trust the fleshy dwarves.
No, I'm going to go back and see what the frick this is. While
I would like to look at the table, please, John.
There are various maps and star charts on the table.
Ooh.
Steal them.
Yeah, I'm going to put them in my bag of holding.
Okay.
I'm not going to discriminate. I'm going to take all of them.
Fair. Tanny, Lady Lila looks down, and this is a grid over the lower deck where you would be able to like open it to put supplies down into the supply hold.
Okay.
You can see down into what appears to be an largely empty in the space that you can see into from here supply hold.
Ooh. Oh, I wonder.
Thaeduck, you approach the door and nothing happens.
Figures.
Hey, Zach, I think we need your assistance.
I'm gonna go up to the door and see.
As you leave this room and step away from the door closes, and then as,
like that sound.
As yeah, you approach this one.
Well, the door's like me.
I mean, this is ship. I'm assuming everything is flash.
I'm concerned as to why, but the door's like me.
More pointy sharp things.
More pointy sharp things. Can I see anything else in here?
There are pointy sharp things.
I shall collect.
She'll each have like a bundle full of pointy sharp things.
I'm just feeding them to the bag of holding.
I'm kind of like picturing like Gleeblack's just like stuffing cannonballs into his like gooey body.
Like Mary Poppins pulling items out of the bag, you're just yeah. like feeding things into this bag of holding that's effectively that like just,
a that's backpack. What Return of Mary Poppins should have been.
Or a satchel, but you're just like and it just yep. disappears inside.
Mary Poppins is back, and this time she's not fucking around, kids. Revenge of Mary Poppins.
Times are hard. She's had to turn to stealing.
I assume that since that grate goes down to the storage holder, that's where these stairs lead. So Thaedark's going to head down here to see if there's anything else that
Delilah's going to come with you.
Can be found.
Yep. We'll leave Woody Blacks with the pointy sharpie things.
Do you need a hand with things, or are you happy carrying them?
Hold out bundles of pointy stones.
Oh.
Just holds the bag open.
Sorry, you just need to go to here.
Where is shovels them all inside.
Well...
All of them.
Oh, God. Oh, hello.
My God.
Hang on. I'm coming. How did I get here?
Zek, you might want to see this.
Okay.
Hello.
You went back upstairs.
You think you're actually coming?
Oh. Hello. Oh.
Sorry, you missed a set of stairs, Sean.
Oh, did I? Ah, well, take me back to where I belong, then.
I do not feel very well, everybody. I don't...
Oh. How?
I'm going to go to the knight-looking dude and just kind of take a look at him. Can I get any sense of what happened?
This cargo hold looks and smells like a slaughterhouse. Bodies lie strewn across the deck, and the floor is stained with blood. Most of the bodies appear to be humanoid. But one is an arachnid form with an eel-like neck and a head that lies as motionless as the others.
Ew.
So gross.
I do investigation to see if there's anything that I can pick out for
you. Bax just walks over the top of all the corpses and goes to these boxes and starts running.
Delilah is just like feeling very
anxious
and just trying to
absolutely
like
nothing in this room, guys.
They
nothing happened here.
Say dark, they're nothing dead.
I'm dead.
They've been dead. You're not sure.
They've been dead for an amount of time.
Those are some dead people, guys.
They definitely died before you got here.
They certainly aren't alive right now.
Yeah, I agree.
They're dead.
They do be dead.
They definitely weren't alive people when you got into the room.
You know what, I'm going to attempt poor old Delilah's life. I just... oh, dear.
Oh, that was so close to a nat 20.
Glee Blacks.
100% dead.
Dead. They're dead. Everybody's dead, Dave.
Everybody.
Fiora and Lady D.
Or even the spider thing.
Even the spider thing. Everybody's dead, Dave.
Oh, sorry, just dropping...
What about the humanoids? What about them?
They're dead. Everybody's dead, Dave. Dave, everybody is dead. Dead. Everybody is, Dave.
But what about those worm things everyone else thought? What were they? What about them?
Well, they're dead now.
They're dead,
Jim. Hang on. So what you're telling me is that everybody's dead?
Yes.
Even you.
I think everybody's dead.
Actually, let's do this with the fun way of doing things. And
like dragging them in.
Do that and this. And one of one of these.
I've been kidnapped. Yep.
Hello.
Oh God! Hold me, Elise.
You look at the dead bodies.
Oh, all of halting.
All of the humanoid dead body, or all of the dead bodies, in fact, have circular bite marks on them.
Oh.
And while there are several scimitars and crossbows scattered around the room, the corpses show no evidence of being struck by them. Could you both roll me medicine checks?
Yep. Not 20, let's go. Hey.
Okay.
I thought you were going to get rid of my nat 20.
The bodies are in varying states of decay. You can determine that the Niogi, the spider eel thing, died within the last 24 hours. The freshest of the human corpses are at least 3 days old.
Mm. Mm.
You can also find, and I'm going to say, Tanny, make a note of this.
Okay.
I will repeat this if you need to.
Okay.
You find a total of 23 gold pieces.
Ooh. 1 second. My 23 GP, yep.
117 silver pieces in loose change around the various bodies.
Okay.
And a bloodstone ring that, if you sell it, is worth 50 gold.
And there's no magical property?
No magical properties to the stone. 50 GP.
50. Okay.
Fiora just scoffs in rich person noises.
We're going to go back and you can explain that to everybody else.
Okay.
We know things.
I highly doubt that.
So they're dead.
I'm glad we confirmed it.
The spider's been here for quite some time, and the other people
even longer.
The other way round.
They've been here recently, probably 3 days tops.
Zelda, what?
Oh wow,
what kid?
And there's circular
bite marks on them, but they seem like they haven't even used their weapons in some way.
Does that match the jaws on the weird things we just fought?
John?
No.
Oh, it doesn't look
good. Okay.
Does it match with the spider?
Spider.
No, the spider also has circular bite marks on it.
Now that it's been pointed out, can I roll a nature to see if I recognise the bite marks?
Yes.
I too would like to do that.
Also, as the investigation has happened...
God, my rolls are trash today.
Delilah had found some loose change and a certain thing. So we've got 23 gold pieces, 117 silver pieces, and a bloodstone ring that if we go and sell it, it'll be worth 50 gold pieces.
Well, sweet. That's a note for me.
How much of the money again?
I'll put it in the chat for you there.
I forgot. I go back in the chat.
A paltry sum.
23 gold. Because I am official loot splitter.
He is.
117 silver. And there are...
And there's a bloodstone ring that's worth 50 gold pieces.
Yes. Unless we want to convert that just straight to gold and then split it.
Yeah, do that.
Just like, assume we sold it to someone.
Yeah, there is no magic. It's just a very pretty bloodstone ring.
So
we can say we sold it to someone on Sartell's ship, who had 50 gold on them.
Apparently. And nothing else.
73. And there are...
Ben and Laura appear to be arguing amongst themselves as to who is whom.
And there are... And there are five of us, is that right? Yeah, that's fine.
Like, almost watch it.
How did you have that hand, Regan?
How did nature check go?
I will come back to the nature check momentarily.
It went badly for me.
Me too.
Because Sean...
Yes?
I will also tell you... that as you are investigating the barrels and the crates in the hold, you find enough food and water stored in the crates and casks to nourish 10 medium creatures for 5 days, as well as several barrels filled with pickled brains in brine.
No, thank you.
Delicious.
Oh, boy! Look, these people... We have to feed everyone for days! Hold up, pickled brain.
You can have it, Gleeblax.
Delilah specifically, is so nauseous specifically at this
towards Fiora. Look!
She just, like, looks incredibly, like, bemused and horrified.
Oh, I think I'm... Oh, I don't... Oh. And, like, she's like... She's like, oh no. Oh dear.
Tis a delicacy I've not yet had the pleasure of trying.
Lady D!
Gleeblax, please!
You just chase her around the room holding it.
She's like crying at this point, like, oh no.
I just like the idea that Gleeblax.
That's just uncool. That is completely uncool.
Gleeblax eventually gives up on running around with brain and just like absorbs it into himself.
and floats it to where my where my approximation of a head is.
Oh god.
That's not very cash money of you, Gleeblax.
Zesh.
floats up the glass eyes to go sitting in.
But look at me, I'm a human.
I am human. I like white bread.
I am Dave human.
I like bread.
I like bread and complaining all the time.
Oh my god, I didn't realize that's a wrong
Zek,
reference or something.
Hello.
You have seen this sort of bite mark before.
Oh god. Okay.
Smaller.
Fun.
This sort of bite mark would typically be left by some sort of a spider-like creature.
Spider-like creature?
But this is much bigger than you've seen.
Okay. We need to tread real carefully.
It is about this point that there is a loud... from over here.
From where?
Over here.
Up the stairs? Down the stairs?
Down this
wobbling corridor. Down the hallway.
Like, is I can
you
see...
You want to check this door before we go to investigate can see, like,
that? Delilah yeah. Like, looked and saying, I'm assuming that we can obviously see there's a blood. There's blood on the floor, right?
You can, yes.
Like... there's blood on the floor.
Just gonna quickly stick my head in here.
Oh, it's strawberry.
I'm gonna step to the door so it opens and let someone else go in.
I'll go in.
Just gonna lean around, Lady D. You do realize you smack people with an axe and that comes out of them all the time.
Fade up.
Not helping, Gleeblax.
You've found a toilet.
I was going to say, I think that's a toilet.
Yeah,
that's got any cash in it.
Thank God, I need a shite.
A roll investigation to check the toilet? No, I'm just kidding. Oh, y'all closed me in here. Oh, no. I'm
stuck. Locked him in the pocket.
Guys! Oh,
yeah. Thank God. Like, you need your privacy.
Gleeblax just drops a cannonball in the toilet.
Yep. Am I? Literally.
As you look to this door, unlike the other doors that have...
I'm hearing a kitty cat.
Unlike the other doors that have been just like the flesh apertures, sphincters almost.
That's not the word I wanted, John.
Buttholes.
Sadly, it's what the doors look.
This door, still flesh, but it has been fastened shut with sutures made of rope and steel hooks.
Well, it looks like no one wanted this door to be opened. Shall we open it?
Don't dare open inside.
has caused this catastrophe over there. It's locked in there.
Hey, Zek, can you reach out to the captain and just kind of let her know what we found down here?
Yeah, will do. I'm inclined not to go near that door just yet, either. Don't want... whatever that is in there escaping.
Also, John, that hallway, that doesn't look like it's big enough for Lady Delilah. I'm assuming she won't be able to get through that hallway.
It'll be
right.
A squeeze, but you can fit through.
You're going down the hallway.
Yeah, she ain't going to risk that.
We'll remember to add to the end of my message to the captain. Just FYI, you can't reply to this unless you shout. Like, it's a one-way thing. Just in case she'd forgotten. Because I don't know that I've ever really used it with her at a distance.
That is fair.
I also see some more stairs here going down.
Do we quickly check out the other... the other parts of the ship first?
Yeah, I think so. I think we don't open that unless...
Let's come back to this.
Yeah. So Thedark's going to kind of go down the hallway to these stairs.
As you approach the stairs... Sorry, get back upstairs.
Oh, sorry. Get the line up. Sorry, I'm coming back.
All right.
The lighters.
So get back here. Put that thing back where it came from. Also help me.
There we go.
As Lila's gonna like try and get through the hallway just to get to the stairs.
As you approach the stairs, you just hear, "Hello? Is anyone out there?"
Silence.
In the door.
From thing? Behind the door.
Did you guys hear that?
It is someone speaking in common.
Oh.
I heard nothing. He lied. The lyingest lie he ever lied.
Hello.
Are you guys lying? Groundbreaking.
Hello.
What's in there?
I'm the captain.
Why is this story
very unlikely?
Yeah, that's. Do you know where we are right now?
I'm not the captain of this ship. I'm the captain, Jasper Graves. I was a human pirate. The aberration.
You were a human pirate. Okay, we're leaving you in there.
I am a human pirate. I don't have my ship anymore. And the aberrations that attacked this ship sealed me in here. I'm a pirate.
Daedark's gonna just ask him, do you know what's up with these bite marks that we're seeing on these bodies out here?
They must be from the aberrations that attacked the ship.
What
aberrations?
What did they look like?
Worm-headed things.
Hmm.
Oh, we fought some of those. This ain't that.
Those bites do not resemble those.
Well, they must have had something else with them.
Yes, bite you. You did it.
What was the thud we heard in there?
I knocked a table over.
Can I do a...
Can we get back to you on this?
Insight.
Yeah, I'm insighting this.
It's hard because you can't see the person, but you can attempt an insight.
Give it a go.
It's a higher DC.
Yeah, we all
suck. Oh my god, my rolls are trash today.
We all like...
Oh, that was nearly a natural 20.
Oh, oh man.
Gleeblax.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't believe him.
I don't believe him.
I don't give a shit if this guy hears. I don't believe him.
Since when has Gleeblax ever cared when someone can hear him?
Also, I feel the need to point out, in a follow-up to the previous argument in the chat, anyone on the FBF Discord should go and check out the cosplay channel. As the bend to law transformation has been completed.
Nice.
Oh, beautiful. Ooh. I can't tell the difference. How's Ben multiplied himself?
Yeah. So
just
weird.
Worked.
Amazing.
Anyway.
I just see twins.
What would you like to do?
What's with the blood outside the door?
The aberrations killed a lot of things and knocked me unconscious to seal me in here.
Why not just kill you like the others?
Why would the aberrations who killed everyone else keep you?
I don't know.
What the goo man said.
Which one's the goo man?
The one that doesn't fucking believe you, fuckwit!
Oh, so you're made of goo?
Yes!
Well,
oh,
lost connection.
Server, please.
We lost connection. Hold on.
Prepare to be muted.
Zach will say,
"You're breaking up."
Zach will say, "We'll be back. We just need to find something to open the door, and then shift back to talking to just friends and go." I don't know whether we should go back or not, but we should continue searching.
We should.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you. I've lost connection.
If anything, I would like to not deal with this one.
He's probably done a shape shift like that other guy did.
Refreshing the thing.
Refreshing.
So that I can go back. Refreshing the game so I can get back on the game. That's not the correct password.
Rejoining.
I need to drink more water. I need to get up and get more water.
God, I just had like a wave of tiredness just like come right over me.
Oh, bless you.
You were up late last night.
Yeah, I was struggling last night.
It's too hot.
That, but that too.
That also.
Okay, what would you guys like to do?
I'm going downstairs.
We're leaving him there to rot.
So we're going downstairs. Bye.
We're strolling past for now.
We'll look for something to open the door. Wink, wink.
I'm just going to move you out and move you back in again so that you take the stairs.
Oh, I can't move.
We're paused.
Thank you.
Oh.
So many doors.
Oh my god.
That's god. It just keeps going.
Oh god.
Zach, might need you here.
Okay. First door, this one. Another toilet.
Toilet.
Okay. Another door, this one.
I didn't think that mind flayers needed toilets like this, but okay.
This door.
I'm just going to take to standing next to doors other people can go in.
I'm going to BRB and get some water.
Little do you know, once they eat a lot of brains, they have the most terrible poops.
Oh, really? Oh. So they get the trots?
Absolutely horrific.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh.
Oh, God.
The rotting corpse of a headless mind flayer lays amid the hacked up corpses of three hulking creatures with blood splattered white fur.
This is a very like graphic episode, John.
The condition of the corpses suggests that something or someone has been feeding on them.
Same bite marks?
Similar.
Like inspecting the bodies. Oh god, and there's another door at the end of this hall. Oh, and
is that a Gleeblax-like person?
Right here? You find evidence in the various cells down this room of three humans, a dwarf, a Hadoze, and a plasmoid.
No!
I was like,
another
sorry.
I could have added to my army!
Just pats the blacks on the shoulder. Sorrows, prayers. Sorrows, prayers.
Absorbs hand.
Absorbs hand. Like, no, give that back. Give that back right now.
Put that thing back where it came from. More so.
We're going to the door at the end, right?
I guess so.
Release his hand. It is covered in goop.
Delilah's
remind me to never be sympathetic ever again.
Delilah's like holding on to sec, like,
I really don't like this place. This is horrible.
Sorry, just cover your eyes and think of bunnies and rainbows and it'll be okay.
Think of all the people you care.
Zek, as you leave the door, it closed behind you.
Yep.
It checks out.
A terrible stench fills this compartment, but the flickering light source can't reveal its source.
Yeah. We need to
hear heavy breathing.
No.
Oh,
God. I can't leave.
No.
Oh, there we go.
Panicked at the door.
No. Bye. Bye, everyone. Yeet. No.
Okay. Just going to step back away, run away so the door closes.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Shut the door in its face.
I'm assuming Delilah's about to see him, then she didn't. She couldn't, so I was like...
As soon as there was any sign that there was something creepy in there, Zek stepped away.
What's that, guys? Why did you close the door?
It's just a bunny and rainbows. Bunnies and rainbows.
Nothing to see in there. Lady D. Nothing to see at all.
Okay.
We didn't see anything else in the room, right?
Nope.
Just that creature.
Terrible stench, and just as you were stepping away from the door, a hulking creature with white fur just...
Yeah, nope.
Lurched round the corner.
Does that match up with what these things are?
Very similar to those things.
Okay.
Thedark, the Mind Flayer's corpse is wearing a stunning breastplate with tentacle pattern on it.
I mean, he's not using it anymore.
I feel like this is a trap.
Why do I know that? He's dead guy. Just take it off him.
He's dead, Jim.
Just take it off him. Go on.
Can I do a medicine check to see if he is actually dead?
He doesn't have a head.
Yeah, but stranger things have happened.
You can roll me a medicine check.
Oh my god, natural 20. Let's go.
That 20, he's dead.
He doesn't have a head.
Yeah, of course. Is the breastplate easy to get off, or do I have to move the body?
You might have to move the body a little bit, but it's easy enough to remove. Especially because he doesn't have a head.
You keep saying that, but I don't trust it.
Do you know what, guys? He doesn't have a head. I didn't realize. All right,
let's get the breastplate. Why not?
You know, I've got a sneaking suspicion he might have something missing from him. I don't know what it is.
He has all four limbs. Like, I don't know what you're on about, man.
Yeah, I can see his arms and legs. I just don't know what it is. I think he's got something missing. Don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe he had a kidney removed or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be it.
Let's grab that plate.
Zach,
let's grab the breastplate.
You grab the breastplate, and the door opens in front of you.
We'll step out to let everyone through. She's basically leaving at least one of her arms through the doorway. just in case.
Delilah's like still looking back at the door, making sure. Ah!
Please, guys, let me out. I don't like being in here.
Everyone perfectly out.
Cut screams.
Walks past the door to the next one, opens the door.
A bedroom.
Just a bedroom?
Oh,
yeah. I'm just gonna open these doors.
Another oh, princess me.
Yeah, bedroom. These are sleeping quarters.
Someone had fun in this one.
Damn. Yeah, they did. Holy moly.
Is there anything interesting in any of these
rooms? No, they're just disheveled bedrooms.
Well, that's let's go leave. Let's get out of here, please.
Yep.
I would like to leave, please.
Zek, it might be a good idea to alert the captain of what we saw.
Yeah. We'll do exactly that. Can we get yeeted back up to the first floor we fought on?
Yeah.
Because I think we searched all the rooms en route, didn't we?
Right. You sure you don't want to go back to see Jasper again?
Nah.
We should talk to the captain.
Not for the moment. We're going to talk. Yeah, going to talk to the captain.
We're going to explore the rest of the ship first.
We told him we might come back for him.
So we have a door here.
We'll poke these.
Oh yes, of course.
Another turret. Oh, some more supplies.
More oh boy! Grabs them, shoves them in bag of holes.
Alright, yeah, let's go see what's in this door. What's behind door number seven?
Door number 20.
Door number what?
Oh!
Captain's quarters.
Okay.
The master bedroom.
Can I roll investigation to see if there's anything in here?
You can.
Maybe it's that flap in the door.
Well, the only person who can open these doors is Zach.
Yeah, so it must be you.
I'm not the only one that can check on them, though, John.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I gotta get mine.
I'm playing the hokey-cokey with the door.
You put your left arm in.
Oh, I should.
Left arm out. In, out, in, out. You shake it all about.
Exactly. Zach doesn't know where that song came from, but it's just appeared in her soul.
You put your second.
I'm assuming left arm I don't
in,
find
your
anything.
Left arm out.
Yeah. It takes a bit longer in Zektar. Yeah. In Thracrine.
Yep.
You get all the limbs.
A few extra verses.
You put your antler in. Your antler out. Sorry, antennae. Pardon.
You look around the room, but there is nothing here of interest.
There we go.
Shame.
All right, ladder or stairs, gang?
Bedark's gonna take the ladder.
Okie dokie.
Yep.
Ooh. I think this last. Oh, hello.
That's another mind flayer.
You know, guys, I think this guy's missing something too.
Lying on the floor of this raised platform is the headless body of a mind flayer. The stench of the rotting corpse is unpleasant, to say the least. The dead mind flayer lays in an otherwise open space where you imagine the ship's helm should be.
I assume these stairs just go up to the other platform here?
Yeah, and actually where Gleeblax is standing is off the raised platform.
He's just
waving up from the floor below.
is it possible to check how long this guy might have been lying here for?
Roll me a medicine check.
Yes, sir.
Medicine.
Good roll.
You'd say he's been 3 or 4 days.
Interesting. Okay.
While you investigate him, Fiora, you notice a shiny. You
Ooh,
notice
shiny.
A shiny.
Ooh, shiny. I like shiny.
I just need to double check what the colour is.
I like shiny because I am very rich.
Shiny is the language you speak in.
Yeah. Yeah. Money talks.
A shiny. Vibrant purple stone lays on the ground next to the mind flayer.
Yoink.
You also notice, and this is just a general thing that everybody notices, the ladder does continue upwards, and if you stand here, it will take you to the top.
Upwards.
Nope, I went down.
Oh, there's more. Oh.
I'm coming, guys. Hold on. There we go.
Where
you just step off the ladder.
Wow. And on this weird dong-shaped platform.
An impressive chair is posed at the end of a catwalk so that its occupant can look down onto the bridge floor. Green glowing maggots crawl over the chair's current occupant. A headless body.
Like another one. Again. Fantastic.
Ew. Can I nature check the maggots?
Yes.
As to, like, why they glow in...
I will also nature check the maggots.
Nature.
They glow because they're extra.
Hickety hecky.
Oh my god. I actually did something, you guys.
Oh yeah.
You all work out that they are just a weird kind of space maggot.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, but nothing otherwise dodgy about them. That we think.
Fiora and Thedark especially, you think it's wise to steer clear of them. Because while they are currently happily feasting on something that's not moving, that might not be their only choice of food source.
So we did not see maggots on the one downstairs with the breastplate, right?
You did not.
I'm just going to give the breastplate a quick once over to make sure there's nothing weird on the inside of it. Because no, I didn't look at it when I grabbed it. Okay. All right. Let's go check these stairs. And then we'll figure out what to do about old buddy down there. Nothing up here. Okay.
Yeah, that just allows you to see sort of out into space.
Okay.
Why can't I go back downstairs? To the same tile. You're...
yeah, hi.
Hi. All right. So I think
we have a choice to make, guys.
What choice?
About the guy that's locked up down there.
We're leaving him to rot.
I think there's a very high possibility that he is very dangerous.
Then we're leaving
him. I think so too. He might have some information on that creature we saw, though. Who's got good? Who's got? Who's good with people?
What kind of being good with people are you looking for?
Like charisma.
I'm rather charismatic, I suppose.
All right, Fiora, can you accompany me down here? Let's see if we can get some information from this guy before we decide.
Bye.
We'll follow along as well.
Yeah.
And they were never seen again.
You wish, Blue Blacks, you wish. No, let me go down the stairs. Thank you. There we go. I'm down the stairs.
Don't understand. Yeah.
What was his name again, John?
Jasper.
Jasper.
Hey, Jasper. We're back.
Hello.
So we saw something downstairs. What are those white creatures? Are those the aberrations you were talking about?
They are Quaggoths.
Do I know what that is?
You likely would have heard of them. They are a terrestrial... aberrant creature. Monstrosity. They smell nasty. They are... humanoid-ish creatures that sort of are either steered well clear of or do grunt work.
I'm gonna whisper to Fiora. Hold on. I don't know. Could I kind of whisper to Fiora, what would make us open this door?
Good question. Sort of ruminating out of character here. I feel like I want to try and like catch him in like a lie. Like he says he's a pirate. Like, is there a way to sort of try and get some information out of him but that we'd know that he's lying about?
How long have you been in there?
About 3 days.
3 days.
Is there any of these people that we've seen that's been dead for... Well, the spider's been dead for longer than 3 days.
Yeah, no, less than 3 days.
The spider was there for 24 hours.
No, the spider was here for ages, wasn't it?
No, the spider was here for 24 people. Hours. The
spider was here for 24 hours and the people
have
were
been here for
three days.
Yeah.
and I got my freaking things upset, messed up.
You see, Jasper, the problem is we've already been deceived once today.
The Sirlons deceived you.
They were masking as human.
They killed my crew.
But you can understand why we are hesitant to open this door.
Because the things that killed my crew locked me in here?
How do we know that they're the things that killed your crew?
Because I'm telling you they are the things that killed my crew.
I don't
even
know.
Even though the bite marks on them do not resemble Sirlon bite marks.
I can't tell you any more than that. They are the things that killed my crew.
Leave them here to rot.
Delilah would like be like, hang on, guys. Yora.
What?
Ask him the name of his crew and the description of them.
Good idea.
See, we match them from the dead bodies over there.
Tell us about your crew, Jasper.
They are human.
Got any other details for me? Any distinguishing clothing? Any specific weapons they use?
They're all dead now. They use sharp things.
Yeah, what are the sharp things called?
Pointy things.
You are no pirate, Jasper.
I am a pirate.
Why are you lying to us?
I think Fiora's just going to, like, ready her sword, like, right now. Like,
as Delilah sees, so she's going to ready her axe.
Tells me that this is not exactly the person who you say he is.
Absolutely not.
Let me out, please.
You had one job.
Did the captain have any advice for us while we were upset?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Don't trust anything on this vessel if it talks.
I mean, that's a simple thing. Simple as it is.
Jasper?
Yes.
The problem is, we simply don't trust you.
Okay.
The matter is now, you can die locked in there, or you can die out here.
Is the door, like, fully sealed, or could we see through a tiny crack of it if I tried to open it?
No, the door is fully sealed.
What do
you say,
guys?
The Cleanback is starting to walk off. He's had his chance. He's leaving him to rot.
I don't think we should open this door.
Let me out!
Dunno, man.
What are you gonna do if we don't?
I'll die in here.
Good.
This is no major loss to us.
You've lied to us. You've given us no reason to trust you. We don't even know who you are.
The door just
before.
Uh oh.
Was that thud above table?
Something.
Was that thud bigger than a human?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jasper, but We can't risk our lives. The Dark's just going to move away.
Do you all make your way back upstairs?
Yep.
Then, yep. As you make your way back to the Moon Dancer, I'm just going to read the next bit of text, which is the outro to this episode.
Wait, I do want to do something real quick. Is there any cracks on below this? Because I'm assuming this is where...
No, there's nothing to see through it.
Ugh.
Just as you are making ready to leave, back on the Moon Dancer, a dark shape glides across the face of a nearby asteroid. Another ship approaching.
Oh, for God's sake.
The new arrival resembles a giant spider, complete with long, delicate legs and web-like rigging. Starlight gleams off its metallic hull as it creeps silently towards your vessel. A night spider, shouts Captain Sartell. The Neogi were using this hulk as bait, and we've flown right into their web. Here ends part one of The Light of Zarixis. Everybody gains a level.
Let's go! Level up!
GG, guys.
Thanks for listening, Meat Sacks. Please consider leaving us a review. It really helps us and might bring more listeners to our adventures. We also have a Discord if you want to come in and say hi. And we do a lot of other game streams that don't work in audio-only format. Head to www.finalbossfight.co.uk for all the details. Now be sure to come back, or I'll hunt you down like the dogs you are!